Roland Martin. Rolling. Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day off with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Lisa Leslie will be joining us today talking about her induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So we look forward to that conversation with her as well. Yesterday was a bad day for Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings. The NFL came down with their ruling. He has been suspended for the rest of the year. He will not return to the field, and he will do so without pay. He was on the commissioner's exempt list. That was a negotiated deal that took place after he had been charged, and he contended, along with the NFL Players Association, that the deal that was struck between him and the NFL was that once his case was adjudicated, he would come off that list and would be eligible to play. They said, no, that's not the case. And so there's this battle going on now between Peterson, the NFLPA and Commissioner Roger Goodell. One person who is very familiar with the NFLPA plus the NFL is attorney David Cornwell. He has represented Big Ben Roethlisberger, as well as Dante Stallworth, also the attorney for Jameis Winston in his battles with Florida State University. David, welcome to the Tom Turner Morning Show.
Thank you, Roland. How are you? Good morning.
So you have been, as an attorney for the players, your deal has always been you represent them and nobody else. You've been critical, I've been reading your tweets, critical of how the NFL Players Association has handled this Adrian Peterson case.
I have been. I think the Players Association poorly served Adrian, but I think they've poorly served players on the discipline issue since the new collective bargaining agreement was reached in 2011. Excuse me. The union punted on discipline in 2011. Their spokesperson even said in 2011, this union will not be judged by how it deals with disciplinary issues. And now disciplinary issues are the issue that threatens the public's confidence in the game. And we have these, you know, expressions of strength by the union and then poor representation of the player. They had all the leverage when Adrian was asked to leave the Vikings to release the pressure that the team was feeling from its sponsors. Mm-hmm. To negotiate a way for this young man to leave without clearly negotiating a way for him to come back in was a bad choice.
Okay, so how should he be punished then?
I'm sorry?
How should he be punished?
That's a separate issue, Tom, but I will tell you this. There's no question that there's some level of discipline. I feel, from my personal opinion, I think it's tough to discipline a young man for the manner in which he disciplines his children. But that's why Roger brought in experts to talk about these type of issues, to inform the league about these issues. And based on the experts' findings, there was some level of discipline that was appropriate. So he should be disciplined, but he shouldn't be sacrificed. He shouldn't be sacrificed by his union so that they can have arguments and win headlines. This was poor representation. If they couldn't reach an agreement on how he was coming back in, then maybe he should not have ever left.
Now, David, you're not, and again, your position is, it's not like you're siding with Roger Goodell, but because, again, from your vantage point, your job is to take care of the player, not the union. But here's one of the arguments the union makes, is that right now with the collective bargaining agreement, it's all over the place. It's all, you know, they don't know what Goodell does, one thing and another thing, and the NFL is sort of, I mean, even other reporters are saying they're just sort of flying by the seat of their pants, making arbitrary decisions, that there's no consistent policy. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I agree that there needs to be consistency. There needs to be transparency. The players should have a reasonable expectation of what type of discipline is going to what type of conduct is going to result in specific discipline, which is why I think the union needs to stop. I think the league needs to stop. They need to call timeout, find a place to go, and work this thing out. It's not in the players' interest.
So the 3 days that he has to appeal, you say, really doesn't mean anything?
Not after arbitrator Doss ruled yesterday that the commissioner can keep Adrian on the commissioner's exempt list. Now, had Doss ruled otherwise, then they may have had to reinstate Adrian, because discipline is not imposed until your appeal is exhausted. But with arbitrator Doss saying that the commissioner could keep Adrian on the exempt list, then it's not. He just has to sit out until his appeal is heard and decided.
So, David, do you believe the NFL, what they're doing is because one case after another, that they're simply reacting to the latest media headline? And to your point, if they actually sit down and come up with a clear plan of action and moving forward, it won't be sort of willy-nilly and whatever the heck comes up, let's see. And just like even in the Ray Rice case, where he's saying, look, you guys hit me twice, you gave me a punishment, and all of a sudden the public responded and you went, okay, let's give them another punishment.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's dangerous territory. It's understandable why the league would be responsive to outcry by fans and sponsors, but that's dangerous territory when, you know, the court of public opinion decides the level of discipline being imposed on players, which is why you have to have a clear and transparent policy with a reasonable expectation of what the discipline is going to be. But then you have to have a massive education and communications plan where you're explaining to the public and your sponsors, this is what we're going to do. We think it's appropriate, and to the media, frankly, because social media had an impact on the reaction to Ray and Adrian Peterson, and I think that influenced the discipline. So,
do you think that your former client, Ben Roethlisberger, would have faced the same kind of attention had the uproar been a few years ago as opposed to now?
I think a major mistake that the union did was not taking Adrian in there for that meeting with the commissioner. By the time that discipline was being imposed on Ben, I had met with the commissioner four times. The league knew everything that happened all along the way, and the commissioner called me on Sunday morning before he imposed discipline, and we talked it through with me sitting in my backyard. The union, by not letting Adrian go to that meeting, stole from him the opportunity to make his case to have less severe discipline imposed. It was a mistake. We did it with Dante Stallworth.
So DeMorris.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No.
David Cornwell, attorney. We certainly appreciate it, man. Thank you so very much.
You do the crime, you're supposed to do the time. That's the way it's supposed to be. If you don't like the way the time is, you can't blame the...
Yeah, but remember, Tom, do the crime... It was adjudicated in the court system.
Okay.
So this is different when we're talking about the NFL.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV1.